Mad Marv's Notebook for August 23rd, Dog Days of Podcasting 2013. Just remembered that I haven't recorded, once again. This time I got like half an hour left, so I figure I can probably get it in under the wire for today. So today was a pretty slow day. I think I'm starting to get over my cold, or at least I probably will if I get to sleep at a decent hour today. I've been trying to catch up on some podcast. I think I caught up on my regular podcast, and now I'm trying to work through the backlog of these Dog Days special episodes. For whatever reason, I still don't think I got that feed working in Pocket Cast for the master feed, so I ended up pulling it in through my computer. Anyway, slowly working through those. I can't, you know, starting to play back those at double and triple speed, starting to go into a blur mode on a lot of them. Anyway, today there was a first birthday party for a friend of the company. They held it at this country club out in Wailea. It's been a while since I've been to a real kids party. I'm totally out of it, probably because I don't have kids and haven't really been around small children in a long while. But I just barely remember to buy a birthday gift. Not exactly sure what's appropriate for a one-year-old, so I just got some, I can't even recognize the character, some random doll. But anyway, she's probably too young to remember. Probably won't remember this by the time she's old enough to remember anything. The youngest memory I have is probably when I was at least 2 or 3 years old, and it was probably the first conscious memory of me playing with technology. I know I was playing with oddly enough, my dad's camera at the time. I accidentally triggered the flash on his camera. It's one of the, and now I know that it was probably a Vivitar 285. Probably because I have one of those myself now. I recognize the buttons, and one of my earliest memories is still pushing the red button that triggered it. And yeah, surprised me at the time. I think I flashed it in my face at the time. That's why it's burned into my memory. But now, it's still a good workhorse of a flash. I use it from time to time when I need like a strong flash where I don't really worry about recycling time and not too precise of a control on the power, because funny thing about the old Vivitar 285s, they'll do full power, half power, 1/8 power, 1/16 power, but for whatever reason, there's no 1/4 power marking on the dial, so it just skips over that. For whatever reason, it's a real weird quirk of the design of that flash unit. But it also had a what's called an auto thyristor, which means it had some capability to automatically adjust the power on its own through a light sensor on the front of the flash. Those were, you know, in the old days of the 80s and 70s, how you could run and gun with a flash on your camera. It would produce a consistent amount of light, or within a narrow range of light, and you could just have your camera set to one setting and have it reasonably assured to have a even exposure in any given situation within, you know, a certain tolerance. But these days, all of that is handled inside the camera. I guess you could say it's handled inside the camera more. Much more sophisticated software, but yeah, I usually don't use that TTL metering. I do it old-fashioned manual. I just have a couple of memorized power settings and camera settings that I have a go-to setting when I'm indoors, when I'm outdoors. And it's all, you know, it gets me close enough to what I want. I can just adjust it on the fly. Plus or minus an exposure, that's close enough for my purposes anyway. This is getting pretty long. Maybe I'll talk about this later tomorrow. But anyway, that's good enough. Talk to you tomorrow.